This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Verse 7 says this, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline." I didn't know much about this until recently. There are people that speculate that Timothy may have had a problem with being afraid to speak in front of people. Some of you may have had a fear that you've grown up with. Timothy is being encouraged by Paul, who said, "Timothy, you weren't given a gift of timidity, fear. But you were given the gift from God of power, of love, and of self-discipline." I want to start with that word power. When he said power, he wasn't talking, as one commentator from Western Kentucky University points out, it wasn't, you know, "You've got authority, Timothy. You've got command and control." It wasn't that. It was the presence of God. And the most important thing in a minister's life is the presence of God, not ability or talent or the speaking ability. None of that. It's the presence of God in a person's life. I want to share a powerful story with you that really touched a lot of people in the first two services. It's written by Mary Lee Reeves from Arizona, near Flagstaff, Arizona, actually. She tells the touching story that when she was a third grader, 50 kids auditioned for the third grade choir at school for the Christmas cantata or the Christmas musical, whatever they did back then. There's 50 kids trying out, and one of the teachers had to pick out who's in and who's out. She got up, she said, "I couldn't sing at all," and she said, "The teacher embarrassed me by stopping me in the middle of Three Blind Mice and saying, 'Sweetheart, you can go to the back of the room. Thank you. Next.'" So she was put in with the people that didn't make it. Now get this, that happened in third grade. The rest of her life, she said, I never had any inclination, never had any thought about singing, because in third grade, I was told, "You can't sing Three Blind Mice. Why would you think you can sing anything else?" And she said, "I grew up with that." But that all changed. I had a little baby girl, she said. Her name was Lita. "My courage to sing returned when my first child was born. She was sick much of the time with raging fevers and infections resulting from a rare blood disorder called neutropenia. She says, "For hours every afternoon when she was a baby, I held my daughter while we danced in her room. I'd sing to her in the softest voice I could muster, off key and imperfectly, but she would look at me like I was a goddess. Often when it seemed my daughter had fallen asleep, I'd stop singing. Then she would open her eyes again and gently tap her tiny little hand on my breast. I'd pick up the song at a favorite line and she would lay her head down again. She grew up into a beautiful young woman, but age 20 developed leukemia. Now she's gone and I spend much of my time writing the story of her brief time on earth. I remind myself that my voice in writing, just as in singing, need not be perfect. I pour out on the page, I must accept its limitations and flaws. Far more important is the love and intention I bring to the process." Why did I tell you that story? For this reason. Mary Lee said she didn't have the capacity to sing. And from third grade into adulthood, she didn't sing. But something changed all that, the love of a baby. Empowered her and encouraged her to be able to do something she couldn't do. What's my application to 2 Timothy 1? Simply this. Paul tells Timothy, "Timothy, you don't have a spirit of timidity, fear. God's given you a spirit of power and love and self-discipline. It comes from Him."
This first message concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.